After a month of online voting throughout September, the top five vote getters in our annual Best New Refrigerated Products contest were set based on vote totals from the public. Our overall winner, Godshall's Angus Steak Uncured Beef Bacon, received over 6,000 votes. Today, I'm joined by Francis Yupanko, Executive Director of Marketing for Godshall's. Well, Francis, thank you so much for joining me today. Congratulations first on placing first in the 2022 Best New Refrigerated Retail Products Contest. I wondered, what does the recognition mean to Godshall's?
Thanks, Kelly. Well, it's a true honor for Godshall's to be awarded with the 2022 New Refrigerated Retail Product. You know, we're an employee-owned company, and the recognition is an inspiring tribute to all our employee owners who work so hard to innovate, produce, and ship our new Angus beef bacon. So it's been a really, really happy time for us.
And I wondered, what innovative features does the Godshall's Angus Steak Uncured Beef Bacon have that you think helped propel it to finish first in our annual contest?
Well, the beef bacon category, believe it or not, has grown by more than 50% over the last 2 years. And Godshall's is, even before we launched the Angus Steak, was already the largest conventional beef bacon producer in the country. And traditional beef bacon is taken from the beef plate, which is an equivalent cut to pork belly, where pork bacon is made. So for our innovation, we conducted lots of category analysis, consumer research, sensory panels to develop something that was truly unique and innovative, delicious, and a healthier alternative to pork bacon. So our Angus steak bacon is made with premium cuts of top round Angus steak, which is much leaner and more consistent product. So we then take the top round steak and chop and form it, which allows us to create a product that's 50% less fat than pork bacon and only 40 calories per slice. And then to give it a really unique taste, we season it with a savory blend of traditional steakhouse spices and then smoke it using our signature blend of real hardwoods. So those are some of the features which helped it finish first. And you know, the repurchase rate of our Angus steak beef bacon has been really impressive. And we've built a very loyal consumer base in less than a year.
And what do you think, what parts of the packaging maybe has helped play a role in that as well? How does the Godshall's brand, you know, make this bacon stand out to the consumer among not only just the pork bacon, but the other beef bacon products that are on the market?
If you take a look at traditional pork bacon packaging, they're very identical, boxy, rectangular shapes, and the bacon strips are all shingled in the same direction. So for our Angus steak bacon packaging, we decided to shingle the bacon in the opposite direction to show off the consistency of the product, but also highlight the appealing steakhouse seasoning, which is applied both topically and inclusions into the meat. So that was another factor. And then instead of a generic meaty looking package, we also scallop and die cut the packaging with rounded shapes to highlight the plate and show different applications of how you can prepare the product because it is new. So we showed a unique recipe on the front. We also have a unique recipe on the back. And we also put important claims front and center, which we learned from our consumer research.
Okay, and tell me about some of those claims. What are some of the, are they health related?
A lot of them are health related. You know, all natural is a huge one, and we're glad that we're able to come up with an all natural and uncured product. 40 calories per serving. You know, that's important as well. And when people see that it's half the fat of pork bacon, they're gravitated to give it a shot. People are health conscious, particularly the Gottschall's brand. Our largest consumer age demographic is around that 40 to 50 year old mark, and those consumers are looking for healthier alternatives.
Well, tell me a little bit about how the Gottschall's uncured beef bacon is produced. Where is it produced? And then we can talk a little bit about how it's distributed. But I always like to learn a little bit about how the products are actually produced and manufactured.
So we produce it at our facility in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And we actually just finished a 50,000 square foot expansion there last month. To help with increased demand, because business is very good for our brand. We actually are now the largest producer of turkey, whole muscle turkey bacon in the country, as well as the largest producer of beef bacon. And then as a brand, we're the third largest turkey bacon brand in the country. And we've grown by leaps and bounds over the last couple of years, so this expansion will help that. We use premium cuts of top round Angus steak and chop it and form it so that we can get it into these consistent slices, control the lean to fat ratio. Then we add our seasoning, blend into it, and then it goes into our wood burning smokehouses. And comes out as a really delicious and consistent product. When you compare it to pork bacon, sometimes you get a very, very fatty slice. Sometimes you get a lot of meat. It's very inconsistent and variable. And what we wanted is people get the same experience every time.
Francis, tell me about Gottschall's rebranding efforts, and how does the company's business stack up between branded products and co-packing, private brand labels, et cetera?
The rebranding process was my first initiative when I joined here almost 2 years ago. And I'm very data-driven, so I wanted to understand the consumer. And syndicated data only gets you so far. So we commissioned a study of turkey bacon consumers, 900 of them across the country, and asked them what they thought about our current logo, our current packaging, what claims and purchase drivers are important to them. And we got various scores, and then we developed some different packaging concepts and photography styles, sent it back to consumer testing again, to narrow down the results, and came up with a fantastic new fresh look for Gottschall's, which really appeals to that core demographic who has the highest usage and frequency of purchase.
Okay, interesting. And Gottschall's does some co-packing and private brand production as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. And you know, we're maintaining our private brand production, but the growth is really focused on our branded products. So we've launched not only Angus steak bacon this year, we also launched Canadian turkey bacon as well. And we are working on some other all new products that take us outside of the bacon category. So that'll be exciting in 2023.
And I wondered logistically, how are the Gottschall's products distributed to stores? Do you have an e-commerce or DTC strategy at all, or is it all through retail channels?
So we ship our products directly to retailer distribution centers. We actively advertise on Instacart, and that helps us with our online presence. And that's been very successful for us on Instacart. And we do have a couple of authorized online sales sites, but we don't currently sell any of our refrigerated products on an owned direct-to-consumer store. However, we do have another brand called Weaver Snacks, and it was founded in 1885, so it's a 137-year-old brand, and we do have a store on Amazon for Weaver Snacks that does very, very well on it. So,
let's talk a little bit about sustainability and what types of sustainability programs Godshall's has in effect, and what are most important to the company, particularly in light of the manufacturing, the footprint expansion.
Certainly. Sustainability is one of the cornerstones of our company. And through innovation, efficient use of energy, and of course, respect for the land, we've succeeded in going green in five significant areas. The first is solar energy. So spread out over our three locations, we have over 4,000 solar panels to generate clean energy. And this results in a CO2 offset of over 2,350 tons annually. So that's quite significant. And in our corporate headquarters, nearly 60% of our energy comes from solar. Water reduction is another important aspect. So we use robotic washers, and that saves us 5.5 million gallons of water a year. So that's enough to fill over 130,000 bathtubs, to put it into perspective. Another pillar of our green initiatives is energy reclamation. So we reclaim the waste heat from our refrigeration systems and then utilize it to heat water for our factories. And this saves over 50 million BTUs per year and reduces 2.7 metric tons of CO2 per year. So we also use clean burning natural gas. Our ovens are powered by natural gas. Plus we also, of course, use real wood smoke as well. And natural gas is about 60% less emissions than coal when used to generate electricity. So that's another way we've approached our sustainability efforts. And last but not least is recycling. We strive to minimize landfill usage with a robust recycling program and through the committed use of sustainable management practices throughout all our operations. So our plant, for example, in Telford, Pennsylvania, which was our first plant, that's a zero landfill facility.
Okay, very good. Well, Francis, what's on the horizon for Godshall's as a brand in 2023 and beyond?
Well, we have a number of new retailers coming on board with Angus Steak Bacon. We're currently in about 2,000 locations now. And we're also going to be exploring opportunities in food service for
Well, very good. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
I would like your listeners to give Steak Bacon a try. It's still a niche category. A lot of people haven't tasted beef bacon before, and both our traditional beef bacon, which is made from the beef plates, along with our Angus steak bacon, both fantastic products. And when people try it, they fall in love. So that's why the category and our sales have just grown exponentially.
Francis, thank you so much for joining us today on From the Cold Corner. For more on Godshall's and all things cold and frozen foods, visit rffmag.com.